Welcome to the Medicare Help Desk radio show and podcast with Justin Colvin. Figuring out which coverage is best for you can be overwhelming and confusing. The Medicare Help Desk is here to answer all your questions. And now, here's your host, Medicare Specialist Justin Colvin.
Welcome to the Medicare Help Desk radio show. This is Justin Colvin, your host, author, entrepreneur, and insurance broker extraordinaire. We are here every Sunday, 12:30 p.m. Eastern, 30 minutes of all things Medicare. So we really appreciate our listeners out there. Thanks for tuning in. This is episode 20, The Benefits of a Medicare Supplement Policy. Episode 20, and it's The Benefits of a Medicare Supplement Policy. So as you know, every Sunday we come here, we talk about Medicare. We unpack a lot of the information about it and just different programs, different plans, Social Security, all things related to Medicare. So again, thank you for tuning in. Our website is www.themedicarehelpdesk.com. Again, that's www.themedicarehelpdesk.com. And you can reach us toll-free at 1-800-414-2044. That's 800-414-2044. And if you're calling locally here in Tallahassee, which is where we record the show, it's 850-632-0033. Okay? So, yeah, if you have questions or comments or anything about the show, shoot us a text at the 850 number. I can get text messages there. Or go to our website, drop us a line on the Contact Us page. But as I mentioned, my main goal every day, I'm helping seniors with Medicare, right? So that can take on many shapes and sizes, but generally it's Medicare supplement plans, Medicare Advantage plans, prescription drug coverage, and a lot of the ancillary benefits like dental, vision, hearing, cancer insurance, life insurance, and also retirement planning. So if you're in need or in help, if you need help with that, I do free reviews. I'm happy to help. There's no charge for my service. It's complimentary. You know, I get paid by the insurance companies if you choose to do business with me. But each Sunday, we try to just unpack a different topic and dig deeper so that I can provide a lot of value to the listeners and to clients and prospects so you can just know more about Medicare, be more informed, you know, more engaged. That's the idea and the purpose of the show. I'm a national firm. We are licensed in about 40-plus states around the country. So I help people in California, Washington State, right here locally in Tallahassee, and all up and down the East Coast, so everywhere in between. So let's just jump right into it. Again, I titled today's topic, the Benefits of a Medicare Supplement Policy, or a Medigap Policy. It's the same thing. There's a lot of key provisions that are very attractive with this type of program. Now, we're not going to disparage Medicare Advantage plans, which are the alternative to original Medicare and a Medicare supplement. I'm just pointing out what's attractive with Medicare supplements or Medigap plans. We're just pointing out the value they have and some of the key intrinsic perks that exist uniquely with the Medicare supplement policy. So that's what I'm going to talk about today in both segments. The second segment is going to have some benefits you're probably not aware of. They're a little bit more obscure, and I want to cover those as well. But the main points in the first segment here, the first thing I'll just say is that Medicare supplements or Medigap plans, which again, we use those terms interchangeably because they're the same thing. And then just to preface, what is a Medicare supplement plan if you're just totally new to Medicare? It's the lettered plans that exist, like Plan F, Plan G as in George, Plan N as in Nancy. These are secondary policies. They pay after Medicare. So if you have Medicare A and B, which is the original Medicare program, you're then eligible to purchase what's called a Medicare supplement policy or a Medigap policy, these lettered plans. And that's what we're going to be unpacking today. That's what we're talking about. There's some key provisions that make these plans very valuable to Medicare beneficiaries that have them. So the first thing I'll cover is guarantee renewability. Okay, so what does that mean? All right, that's just standard insurance speak. It's a lingo. It's a term that's used to denote that the policy cannot be canceled or dropped by the carrier, okay? Meaning, as long as you pay your premiums, you cannot lose this valuable coverage. It's always in place. It's a standardized policy, again, by the letter, but as long as you pay, they cannot drop you. It doesn't even matter if you get sick. It doesn't matter. You could have cancer treatment or have kidney failure and be on dialysis. They cannot get rid of you. So that is very critical because this policy is ironclad. You know, in a world of, like, you know, insecurity and uncertainty, there's certainty here that you have a policy for life. Now, obviously, the rates will go up. You know, I'm not saying that it won't increase in premium. It will. So as long as you can afford to pay for the premiums as they, you know, obviously go up in price as, you know, costs of medical inflation and things occur. But as long as you can, it's affordable, and you pay. It cannot be taken away, and that's just the way it works. Also, the benefits don't change, and that's also key, is that it's like an ironclad policy, right, that you purchased, and, you know, year to year, the benefits remain the same. Can't emphasize that enough. That is critical. Because the other side, Medicare Advantage plans are a little different. They do change. They can and do change every year. They can change the benefit amounts. They can change the copays, the doctor networks, hospital networks. But with a Medicare supplement, it is uniformity year after year. The only thing that changes is your premium, which I can help you shop that as an insurance broker because I represent about 30 different insurance companies. So if you're just tuning in with us again, you can always give me a call or text me. My local number here is 850-632-0033, and it's Justin Colvin here with the Medicare Help Desk. So we cover guarantee renewability. The next thing I want to go over is that Medicare supplements or Medigap plans are secondary to Medicare. Now, what does that mean? Well, Medicare is your primary. So the supplement is not replacing it, okay? It's not instead of. It is second to Medicare. So they pay after Medicare. So what that means is that they're the tail of the dog. They don't have control. They don't make decisions on claims or if something's approved or not approved. Medicare does, right? Medicare is in control because Medicare is the primary. So they pay first. As long as they pay, the supplement then is required to pay, you see? So that's what makes it very clean, very easy, very simple to grasp, right? So that's a key component. The other thing that is implied when a Medicare supplement is secondary to Medicare, which it is that the providers are all the same. You don't have to call your doctor or hospital and say, hey, you know, do you take Aetna Plan G? Do you accept Cigna Plan N? Do you accept Mutual Omaha Plan F? It doesn't work like that, okay? What the way it works is, does your doctor or hospital take Original Medicare? That's the question you have to ask. If it is a yes, and almost always it is a yes, very few doctors do not take Original Medicare. Almost, it's like 97, 98%, I think, was the last stat that was published. So it's very high, you know, well over 95%. We can conservatively say of all providers in the United States take Original Medicare, period. So if that's the case, then they take whatever supplement plan you have, regardless of the letter type. Doesn't matter if it's an F, G, N, high deductible F, K plan, L plan, just going out through some of these. The big ones are the F, the G, and the N. But it doesn't matter. They take them all, and it doesn't matter what carrier. If it's Aetna, Cigna, Humana, Blue Cross, or even some really obscure small insurance company that just started doing business yesterday, guess what? It's still going to work, even despite what your doctor or hospital may say, oh, we don't take that insurance. That's incorrect. Even if they tell you that, they're still 1,000% wrong, because what matters is Original Medicare. That is the primary payer of record. So that's key, because a lot of clients don't want to change your doctors, right? Or don't want to lose access to the providers that they currently see. And with a supplement, you don't lose any access. You get all the same providers that take Medicare. It's just very simple, very easy to grasp, okay? So those two things are very key with, you know, a supplement plan being secondary. The other thing is, if Medicare pays, again, they have to pay. I think I covered that already, but just want to reemphasize that, because, you know, a lot of people are concerned, well, oh, you know, my supplement, are they going to pay the bill? Yeah, they have to. They don't get to pick and choose, right? They have to pay. Now, conversely, if Medicare itself doesn't cover a claim, you know, most of the time they cover, but if there's something not medically necessary, or maybe some frequency limit wasn't met, you know, there's some obscure reasons perhaps Medicare doesn't cover something, then the supplement won't cover either. Okay, they don't pick up what Medicare doesn't pay. They pay all the Medicare-approved charges. That's the key word, Medicare-approved charges. So if Medicare pays, they approve the claim, the supplement is on the hook. They have to pay. But these are all key things that are very beneficial to any Medicare supplement policyholder. So we really stress this, just these key benefits, these provisions that make every Medicare supplement policy very, very valuable to the clients, okay? The other thing that goes kind of without saying, but most don't realize this, is you really pretty much have full coverage. So Medicare has holes and gaps. It doesn't pay at all. It never did. But it does pay the bulk, pays 80% of hospital medical charges for the most part, and then you're on the hook for the other 20%. The supplements pay that for you. So it's very, very comprehensive, meaning you don't really have a bill. If you have Plan F, there is no bill because everything's covered in full 100%. If you have the Plan G, as in George, you have a small deductible, $203 per calendar year as of this time of recording in 2021. So $203 is a very, very small deductible. I have clients that they're on group plans and they have a $1,500 or a $5,000 deductible. This is $200. That's super small. And that's all you pay, right? On Plan G, everything's paid thereafter. It could be millions in hospital and medical expenditures between Medicare A and B and a Plan G supplement, the only cost you have is $203. Now, that's some pretty good insurance, if you want to ask me, right? Plan N is one step down from that. We do that plan quite often as well. Plan N is the same as the G, except it has some copays. But either way, the bills are paid. The 20% is paid in full, right? So that's the key thing with these plans. So we're going to come back from the break in here in a few minutes, and I'm going to go over some more topics, more benefits that occur with these Medicare supplement policies. Again, it's Justin Colvin here with the Medicare Help Desk radio show and podcast. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to the Medicare Help Desk radio show with your host, Justin Colvin, here. Thank you for all our listeners tuning in every Sunday here at 12:30 Eastern, 30 minutes of all things Medicare. So today's topic is episode 20, the benefits of a Medicare supplement policy. So what we covered in the first segment, a quick recap, is how valuable these products are. Again, these are secondary policies to original Medicare. They go by the name Medicare Supplement or Medigap, just interchangeable terms that are used in the industry. And they're the lettered plans that we talked about earlier, Plan F, Plan G, Plan N, et cetera. So some key components, in case you missed that first segment, guaranteed renewable. Okay, this means policy can't be canceled. You can't lose this coverage. It's guaranteed ironclad. As long as you pay your premium, it is guaranteed to continue, meaning the benefits don't change. Okay, the coverage doesn't change. It also means that, you know, the only thing that's going to happen is your rates are going to go up, right? That we know. What in life doesn't increase in cost? As long as it's affordable, you can keep paying your premiums, plan will continue to continue year after year. We also covered that Medicare supplements are secondary to Medicare, meaning they're not in charge. They don't make the rules. They don't approve or deny claims. They just pay or don't pay the approved charges. So if the charge is approved by Medicare, they have to pay. They're on the hook for that. Why? Because they're secondary. It's like the tail of the dog. They don't control what's going on. Medicare does. Conversely, if Medicare doesn't pay for that particular claim, the supplement's not going to pick it up either. So that's the most – whenever I hear someone, I have clients that will occasionally call me and say, oh, you know, my supplement policy didn't pay. I'm like, well, did Medicare pay? And it's almost always that's the case. Or, you know, they didn't present their supplement ID card. Or the provider. A lot of times, unfortunately, it's the provider screwing things up. But the supplement is like clockwork. I mean, it pays, period, as long as Medicare pays. So that's the important key there. And then also, with the supplement being secondary to Medicare, this means there's no provider network. You don't have to ask your doctor or hospital, hey, do you take my Aetna supplement? Do you take my Mutual of Omaha, Plan G, or Plan N? No, you don't ask that. You ask, do you take original Medicare? Do you take the Medicare Red, White, and Blue card? It was established back in the mid-60s. If they take that, then they're going to, that any supplement plan is going to work, regardless if it's a big name or a little name, regardless of a letter type, right? They're going to pay regardless. The other cool thing I like about the supplement plans, I don't think I covered this, but you don't need referrals to see a specialist. You can go to any doctor you want. As long as they take original Medicare, you want to go to Mayo Clinic, you want to go to Johns Hopkins, you want to go to Moffitt down in Tampa, MD Anderson in Houston, Texas, that, you know, there's no limit. You can go anywhere in the U.S. and its territories. As long as you can book an appointment and they take Medicare, guess what? Your supplement's going to pay regardless. That is tremendous value, tremendous benefit to anybody that owns a Medicare supplement policy. There's also no local service area. You don't have to stay in a county or a state or a general region or metropolitan area. Again, it's nationwide. It's Medicare. It's the U.S. Medicare program. So those are all phenomenal benefits. Again, I just kind of recap that segment one. If you're just tuning in with us, again, it's Justin Colvin here with the Medicare Help Desk radio show. We record all of our shows, just so you know. If you miss our live broadcast, which is on Sunday afternoons, you can always go to the radio show website. And my website, I have all my previous recordings there. So it's good content for anyone that's new to Medicare or just wanting to learn more. I unpack so many different topics every week. Our website, again, is www.themedicarehelpdesk.com. You can also text me or call me. The local number here is 850-632-0033. Our toll-free number, if you're calling outside of Florida, is 1-800-332-0033. 414-2044. And it's Justin Colvin here at the Medicare Help Desk. So let's just jump right into the segment two. What are those other benefits I was talking about? Okay, about Medicare supplements. So the first one, and these are a couple that people don't really need to think about. The ones I mentioned earlier in the first segment, and I just recapped, I think a lot of folks kind of have an idea. They don't know maybe the exact terminology that's used, but they understand a lot of these concepts. These two are definitely more obscure, and a lot of people don't know, but they're huge benefits. So the first one is, with a Medicare supplement policy, you get access to 365 additional reserve hospital days. Now, what is this? Okay, so Part A of Medicare covers your inpatient hospital admission. If you're admitted to a hospital, it's overnight, not ER, not observation, but admitted, meaning you're spending the night at a hospital, that's inpatient hospital admission. Well, Medicare Part A covers that. You have a deductible to meet. Now, if you have a supplement policy, it pays the Medicare Part A deductible for you. But generally speaking, the way Medicare treats this is that you are covered for the first 90 days of a hospital admission. Now, I know a lot of you are thinking, what are the odds of me being in a hospital for more than 90 days? Probably not very likely. That's obviously, there's a chronic problem. Most of the time, hospital stays are not going to be 3 months in duration. I would agree with you totally, but you never know. With Medicare, that 90 days, once you eclipse that point, what you start to dip into is what's called your lifetime reserve days, which are limited to 60 days. So it's called lifetime reserve days, meaning you only get one shot at these extra days or 60 days of potential usage when you go beyond the first 90 days. So let's say I go to a hospital and they just can't figure out what's going on with me. I mean, I'm just really sick. Okay, I'm in there for 120 days. Well, I've used my first 90 because that's the standard amount that you're given with Medicare Part A. Then after day 90, 91st day, you start to enter these reserve days. You only get 60 of them. It's a one-time correct. Now, you might use, in this example, I stayed 120 days in the hospital. 90 days is what I get with standard Medicare Part A. I dipped into 30 of my 60 lifetime reserve days. That makes sense. Now I only have 30 left over lifetime reserve days to use in my lifetime, right? And you only use this once they're gone, that's it. Now, obviously, you always have the first 90 days in a hospital every time you're admitted. All right, but these 60 lifetime days extend beyond that, which is, again, obviously not very likely to happen, but it could. Well, Medicare supplements give you an additional 365 additional reserve days, which is tremendous. So it's an entire year, basically. So you could literally, I mean, again, it's not probably likely you're going to use this, but you never know. I mean, you could have some kind of acute condition, some kind of problem, and they just can't figure out what's going on. You're very sickly. If you didn't have a supplement policy and you needed to stay past the 60-day lifetime reserve day, past the 90, that's 150 days, you're now paying those costs yourself. And, I mean, folks, hospital costs are not cheap. We obviously know that. It's very, very expensive. So the supplement just gives you, as part of the premium you're paying, and a lot of people don't know this, and I don't talk about it a ton when I'm doing presentations, but I may start bringing this up more often because it's extremely valuable. I mean, think about if you had to stay in a hospital for an additional 365 days, or at some point, even if you use maybe less than an extra 50 to 100 days. I mean, I don't know what a hospital runs out of pocket with no insurance, but I would reason to say it's probably $3,000 to $5,000 a day, if not more. So, you know, 50 days or more of that, I mean, that's a lot of money that you could potentially be on the hook for. A supplement will give you these 365 days. So that's a critical benefit. The other one, and some seniors do know about this because they've done some research, but this one is definitely more common than the one I just went over, is the foreign travel emergency benefit. So what does this do? Okay, this is basically limited in scope, but I've had customers use this. If you're a heavy, frequent flyer, you travel a lot, this is an emergency benefit. It has to be an emergency, of course, but it's when you're outside the country, okay? So this benefit is not, Medicare does not cover you outside the U.S. It is domestic only. So the U.S. and its territories, like Virgin Islands, Puerto Rico, et cetera, that's the scope of Medicare. Now, a supplement policy, if you purchase one, has this foreign travel benefit. Not all the supplement plans, but the majority of the ones that I sell and that are most commonly utilized, like Plan F and G and N, those plans all include this foreign travel benefit, which, let me define this, what they do. So the benefits are as follows. They pay 80% of emergency treatment up to $50,000 in lifetime benefits. So it does have a cap, $50,000 lifetime, which I know you're thinking that doesn't sound like much, but we're talking outside the U.S. The U.S. has the most expensive healthcare system in the world. You know, even if you're in the U.K. or Canada, the costs are like a fraction of what they are here. So 50,000 will go much further than you think. And it's not designed to be treated for, like, you know, cancer, you know, chronic disease. This is an emergency, you know, concept. So what would be an emergency? Okay, broken arm, leg, car accident, gunshot, stab wound, slip and fall, right? Those things aren't going to be like astronomical costs to treat. You know, if you have a broken arm or leg, you're going to slap you in a cast, you're going to set the bone, put you in a cast. I don't anticipate that being more than 50 grand. It could be, but I'm just telling you, this is what the benefit is. So the plan will pay 80% of those costs up to 50,000. That's still a nice benefit. You don't pay anything extra for that. It's just, it's integrated right into the supplement policy. And it covers you for 60 days while you're outside the U.S. So this is not going to work if you're an expat. You know, if you decide, hey, I'm going to move to Spain and just, you know, I'm going to spend the next 2-3 years of my life living in Spain, that won't work past that 60th day. It's designed to only be covering you, you know, on trips. And that's still a pretty long duration. I had a client just email me yesterday asking about if I cover or if I write foreign travel emergency, you know, like health insurance, like interim health insurance. I do not. There's just not a big demand for it. There's not a lot of carriers that write it. It's kind of a obscure product, so it just doesn't come up much for me to really focus on that. And I told him, listen, you have a Medicare supplement policy. You already have this foreign travel benefit integrated. Now, obviously, it's limited, but most emergencies aren't going to be, like, astronomical. Hopefully, at least, they're not for the most common things. Now, if it's something where you're in an ICU for weeks on end, I mean, yeah, that could get very expensive, so you might want to take out an extra policy. And that's what I advise them to do. I don't specialize in those type of plans because they're just very obscure, and it's not my focus of my practice, but anyway, I just want to cover that foreign travel emergency benefit. Again, the key is it's emergency, first 60 days while you're outside the U.S., and they pay 80% to a lifetime of $50,000. So those are those two extra benefits I wanted to cover with you that basically give you a good idea of what you're getting. So there's a lot of information I think I covered today in terms of all these extra perks, right? And this is all in a Medicare supplement or Medigap insurance policy. So you can rest assured you have a great coverage, a great product if you have one of these lettered plans. And again, it's Justin Colvin here. Come here every Sunday, unpacking Medicare for all of us and just giving you more value. If you have questions, give me a call, 850-632-0033. We will see you next Sunday. Have a great week, folks.